Welcome to DNB College. Today we're building a retro rave old school DNB ride groove, and more importantly, we're learning how to control it, print it, and arrange it inside Ableton Live 12 so it behaves like a real track element, not just a loose loop. This is a really useful technique in drum and bass, because the ride cymbal can be the thing that keeps a drop moving forward even when the bass line is repeating. It adds pressure, motion, and that classic rave urgency without crowding the kick and snare. If you're making old school, jungle-inspired, roller material, or darker dancefloor DNB, this is one of those details that can make the whole section feel more alive. So let's keep it simple, musical, and controlled. Start with a basic ride source. You can use a stock ride cymbal or a bright cymbal sample in Ableton, either on a MIDI track or an audio track. At the beginning, don't get fancy. Just build a clean pattern. An offbeat pattern works really well for that retro rave feel. You can also try a steady pulse, like eighths or sixteenths, if you want more urgency. The key is to keep it honest and not overcomplicate it. If you're programming MIDI, vary the velocities a bit. Don't make every hit identical. A good beginner range is somewhere around 75 to 110, with a stronger accent saved for phrase endings or important moments. If you're working with audio, that's fine too. You can duplicate the sample and shape the timing later. What to listen for here is very simple. Does the ride drive the groove without making the snare feel smaller? That's the test. In DNB, the ride is there to create forward pressure, not to steal the show. Now loop two or four bars with your kick and snare in place. Don't judge the ride in isolation for too long. A ride that sounds exciting by itself can become annoying the moment the snare comes in. That's especially true in drum and bass, where the backbeat has to stay strong. So check the relationship between the ride and the drums. Does it mask the snare transient? Does it make the kick feel smaller? Or does it create a nice lift right after the snare lands? If you're using a breakbeat, let the ride support the break instead of sitting on top like a separate disco loop. If the drums are programmed, use the ride to fill the gaps and keep the energy moving. Why this works in DNB is because the ride doesn't need to dominate to be effective. It just needs to keep tension alive while the kick and snare keep the identity of the groove. Now comes the core move, resample it into audio. Print that ride pattern onto a new audio track in Ableton Live 12. Once it's audio, you can shape it like a real arrangement element. You can chop weak hits, trim tails, tighten the timing, reverse tiny bits, and treat it like part of the track rather than a loop you're stuck with. That's a big deal in drum and bass, because repeated high-end material gets fatiguing fast if you leave it uncontrolled. If the raw ride is already too splashy or too long, fix that at the source first. Choose a shorter sample or shorten the decay if your instrument allows it. Don't try to rescue a bad source with too much processing. That's a common beginner trap. Once you've got a useful printed version, start shaping it with a simple stock device chain. A really solid clean option is a Q8, saturator, and auto filter. High pass the ride somewhere, around 200 to 400 Hz to remove any unnecessary body. If it feels harsh, make a small cut around 6 to 9kHz. Then add just a little saturator drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB, to give it edge and density. Finish with a gentle filter move if you want to automate energy across the phrase. You can also go for a slightly dirtier rave print with drum bus, EQ8, and utility. Keep the drum bus drive low. You're not trying to crush the cymbal into spray. You're just trying to add a bit of grit and weight. Then clean up the low mid buildup, and if the stereo image gets too wide, use utility to tighten it up. What to listen for now is whether the ride feels present but less spiky. You want it bright, but not brittle. You want it energetic, but not painful. If the ride is too aggressive, lower the clip gain first before reaching for more EQ. In DNB, volume control often fixes the problem better than more processing. At this point, you get to make a character choice. Do you want the ride to feel tight and mechanical, or loose and ravey? If you want tight and mechanical, quantize more firmly, trim the tails, and keep it locked to the grid. That's great if your track is more modern, rolling, or precise. If you want loose and ravey, leave tiny timing imperfections, allow a little more cymbal wash, and let it breathe a bit. That can feel amazing in old-school jungle or rave-leaning DNB. Neither is wrong. The right choice is the one that matches the drums and bass. If your drums are already busy, a tighter ride usually wins. If the beat is stripped back and you want more nostalgic energy, the looser version can feel bigger. Now zoom in and edit the audio. Trim any hits that clash with key snare moments or big bass changes. In a live DNB drops, the ride works best when it leans into the space after the snare rather than sitting directly on top of it. That gives the backbeat room to breathe. A strong arrangement habit is to keep the first half of an 8-bar phrase lighter, then increase the ride activity in the second half. Add a small fill or a doubled hit at the end of bar 4 or bar 8. That little shift makes the section feel like it's moving somewhere instead of just looping forever. And remember this, if the ride steals the roll of the snare, it's too loud or too dense. Fix the balance before you start overprocessing. Now we make it feel arranged, not just repeated. Automate one or two parameters across the phrase. A little auto filter cutoff movement, a touch of saturator drive, a small utility gain change, or a reverb send if you want a bit of space. Keep it subtle. You're not trying to make a giant sweep. You're trying to create an energy curve. For example, you might keep the first four bars a little thinner and more restrained, then slowly open the top end across the second four bars. That's a classic way to create lift without adding more notes. In DNB, arrangement is often about energy shaping as much as it is about sound selection. What to listen for here is whether the section feels like it develops. If the ride never changes, the loop can feel flat even when the bass line is strong. A small automation move can make the whole phrase feel alive. Now bring in the bass and hear it in context. This is where the ride earns its place. Ask yourself, is the ride pulling attention away from the sub? Is the top end exciting, or is it tiring? Does the groove still read clearly on smaller speakers? If the ride is too aggressive, lower it first. Then clean up the EQ if needed. Don't jump straight to harsher processing. If you've widened the ride, check mono as well. In headphones, width can sound impressive. In a club, it can turn facey if you push it too far. If the ride collapses badly in mono, reduce the width or simplify the chain. You want the ride to feel stable, not hazy. If your track needs DJ-friendly clarity, keep the ride narrower and drier. If it needs rave scale, allow a bit more width and space, but keep the center strong and don't wash out the snare zone. One really useful workflow tip here is to commit early. Once you've got a version that works, duplicate it and use it as a real arrangement tool. Keep one cleaner version for the main drop, and a second slightly brighter or more animated version for lifts, transitions, or the second drop. That gives you control without rebuilding the part from scratch every time. A practical arrangement might look like this. Filtered fragments or sparse hits in the intro, a fully controlled ride groove in the first drop, then a thinner or removed ride in the middle section for contrast, and then a brighter, more animated print in the second drop. That contrast matters. If every section has the same ride energy, the track stops evolving. A few common mistakes are worth avoiding. Don't leave the ride too loud. Don't keep it as a full-length unedited loop. Don't boost the highs just because you want more energy. Don't place it directly on top of the snare every time. And don't widen it without checking mono. A good DNB ride is usually won or lost before the processing even starts. The source pattern matters more than the EQ curve. If the groove already fights the snare or feels staticky, resampling will just make that problem permanent. So keep the pattern purposeful. Print early. Edit with intention. If the ride feels too polite, try a little controlled grit instead of just adding brightness. Saturation often gives the top end more impact than EQ alone. And if the ride feels thin after cleanup, don't immediately boost highs. Sometimes the better move is to restore a tiny bit of sustain or add just a touch more density. Here's the bigger idea. The ride is not decoration. It's tension. It's motion. It's a tool that helps your track feel like it's going somewhere. So build it simply. Resample it. Shape it lightly. Check it with drums and bass. Then arrange it like a real section element, not a static loop. Your mini challenge is straightforward. Create one usable resampled ride groove for a DNB drop, arrange it across 8 bars, make one stripped or one brighter version, and add one small phrase ending variation. Keep it stock, keep it clean, and make only a couple of processing moves after resampling. If you can still hear the snare clearly, if the ride adds forward motion without sounding harsh, and if it feels better in the full mix than it does alone, you're on the right track. That's the lesson. Build the ride, print it, control it, and arrange it with intent. In old school DNB, those little top-end details can be the difference between a loop and a real drop. So get in Ableton, try the exercise, and make that ride groove push the track forward.